Good morning. Welcome, 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 welcome to the community of faith. Let's try it again. Good morning and welcome to the community of faith. Two are better than one. It's the Bible. And we welcome you. We've just experienced the longest day of the year right here in North Dakota. It was daylight till almost 11 p.m. How cool is that? Now, it's too late for you to get here and experience the longest day. But you could get here tomorrow and experience the almost longest day. We have a lot of reasons for you to come see us. Most of all, because you're our friends and we'd like to hang out with you. Now, tonight we're going to finish the book of Proverbs. So, we've read all of Job, all of Proverbs, and all of the Song of Solomon, all right? And we're kicking this thing. Now, those of you who truly want to be a part of the program and you're continually doing it, I encourage you to send this all over. Send it to everybody you know. Send them that link. You'll see it right there in the notes that says the full playlist. Give them an explanation. Tell them to be a part of it all the way through the year, because anybody who starts at the beginning of the year and follows us all the way through, they're going to have a much more stable Christian life. And actually, I believe that if you went back and did it again, you might say, that's a lot of time. Well, it might be some time, but faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. I believe the next time through it, if you did it again, all in one year, you'd be like, wow, what God is speaking to me. Why? Because his word is alive. And every time you listen to it, you're going to get more out of it. Anyways, I'm just going. Because it's in me. It's the majestic word of God. It's the majestic word of God. You know, I have 32 things to tell you all at once, but right now, let's pray our opening prayer, and we will get ourselves busy for tonight. Now, the opening prayer can be found in the notes of the program every night, and copy and paste it into your notes in your phone. Pray it every day. Here we go. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, this is interesting to say, but as I pray that prayer every night, there's no value in repetition for repetition's sake. There's no value in speaking it fast or slow for speed's sake. The greatest value in that prayer is revelation. I write it out so we can all say it. It's the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. There's a lot of churches that tell you, pray this prayer 17 times in one day. Well, there's no value in that. The only way that a prayer has any value is that it's the word. And the only value in repeating it is that it's producing revelation. There's no value in repetition. And now, Proverbs chapter 30. Here we go. The wisdom of Eger. Now, this is one of them cool Proverbs. The words of Eger, the son of Jakeh, his utterance. Jacob, this man declared to Ithiel and UCal. Not University of California, though. Number two, surely I'm more stupid than any man. Not sure what was going on in Eger's life, but something bad. And I do not have the understanding of a man. I've neither learned wisdom nor have knowledge of the Holy One. Who has descended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Notice that his is capitalized. Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know, we do. His name's Jesus. At that point, his name was the Word. Now watch verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Jesus in heaven was known as the living Word. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Jesus in the New Testament said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. And that takes out this fear-based theology in the Old Testament. 10. Do not malign a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be found guilty. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. That's this one. There's a generation that's pure in his own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. There is a generation, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There's a generation whose teeth are like swords and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. Don't be a part of that generation. The leech has two daughters, give and give. It's a bloodsucker and it never gets enough. There are three things that are never satisfied, four never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire never says enough. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pluck it out. And the young eagles will eat it. That's a vivid picture.
Yeah, it is.
There are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four. Which I don't understand. The way of the eagle in the air. That's for sure. The way of a serpent on a rock or in the water. I don't get that one. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea. And the way of a man with a virgin or a young lady. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done no wickedness. For three things, the earth is perturbed. Yes, for four, it cannot bear up. A servant when he reigns. Oh my goodness. Is there a revelation in that verse? A fool when he is filled with food. A hateful woman when she is married. And a maidservant who succeeds her mistress. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong. Yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk. Yet they make their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in kings' palaces. 29, there are three things which are majestic in pace, four which are stately in walk. A lion which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any. A greyhound, a male goat also, and a king whose troops are with him. It's not talking about a male goat out in your driveway. It's talking about one up on the side of a cliff that's standing on what seems to be nothing. 32. If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you have devised evil, put your hand in your mouth, on your mouth. For as the churning of milk produces butter, the wringing of the nose produces blood. The forcing of wrath produces strife. Deep, amazing words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 31. The word of King Lemuel, his mother. The utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son? What, son of my love? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. Isn't that something? Lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. I never got that till just now, but you and I have been made kings and priests, and it says it's not for kings to drink wine. I am telling you, there's a whole new revelation reading this Bible out loud all the way through than I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I've read these verses who knows how many times. 5, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, wine to those who are of a bitter heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. That means according to God's justice. And plead the cause of the poor and needy. The virtuous woman, or the virtuous wife. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband, safely trust her, and he will have no lack of gain. Thank you very much. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. That's powerful. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. Start doing push-ups.
Is that why you keep saying that?
She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her lamp does not go out by night. I'm glad you turned the light off when we sleep. She stretches out her hands to the distaff in her hand. Holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Says it right in the Bible. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. It's a law of kindness. It's not a virtue, it's a law. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. That's a new word because the King James says vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And now, circle the wagons. You and I have been studying the amazing, powerful, wonderful Word of God. And all the way through this, of course, this is the Old Covenant. We've watched these people do good, do bad. No record of Caleb and Joshua doing bad at all. Something inside of them grabbed a hold of the word. We're going to the promised land. For those of you that watch VeggieTales, we're going to the promised land. All right. But I've seen it so much lately. The greatest difference between you and I and the Old Covenant people is not that we're more perfect than we are. We're not. But we have a better covenant. And according to the book of Hebrews, that better covenant is based in better promises. We're not better. But the covenant's better. And we have access now to the reality of who God is, and that he's living and alive and well on the inside of us. Hebrews chapter 6. And this says, Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6. But now he, Jesus, has attained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. And you might say, well, I thought the word is the word. It is the word, is the word. But here's the reality of what I'm saying. We have a better covenant. We're not any better in our own our humanity. Humanity is humanity. We have a better covenant. We don't have to sacrifice any lambs. Jesus did it once and for all. And you and I have the ability to be redeemed, bought back from the life of sin, and then made one with the Father. Oh, that's amazing. See, this isn't just religion or religiosity. This is a better covenant and better promises and the most perfect blood of the Lamb. And it radically, absolutely, totally, and completely sets us free in every way. And then restores the years the locusts have tried to eat. No matter where you come from, no matter what's going on, do the work of God. If you're sitting out here tonight, this is interesting that I'm going this way, but it's okay. I know where I'm going because I'm being led by the Spirit. If you're sitting out here tonight and you're listening to these videos, it doesn't matter what day it is. I read a statistic today that over 4,000 churches in America closed during the pandemic. 20,000 pastors left the ministry. If that's you, it doesn't matter what's happened to you. Get up. Get up. It doesn't matter. Maybe you're not a preacher. Get up. Don't just sit there and die. Get up and fight. Maybe you've been on unemployment ever since the pandemic. Man, get up and get out. There are some jobs everywhere. Come out here to North Dakota, man. There's work everywhere. Get up and get moving. God not only wants to redeem you from the life of sin, but he wants to restore all that the enemy has stolen from you. I put it on my Facebook the other day. The world says, you made your bed, live in it. There's a bunch of church people that say it. Jesus said, rise up. Pick up your bed and walk. Get up and get moving. You cannot lay in an event that already happened in your life. There's no way to change it. You can't bring somebody back from the dead. No amount of worrying is going to do it. No amount of grief. No amount of sorrow. You might say, well, you know, maybe you never lost anybody. Yeah, I did. I didn't lose him. I know where he is. He's my dad. He's in heaven. My dad and two of my uncles all went the same year. What's wrong with you guys? Up there running around in the stars. No. What are you going to do? To be down and destroyed and defeated is not going to benefit anybody. Get up and get moving. Just get up and get moving. It's not cold. It's not hard. It's like, wait, I'm not... They died, that died, that situation didn't work. God is not done. God is doing amazing things in this earth, and he needs you. If you don't know how to do it, you text me. You email me right there. My email is in the notes of this program. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Because we do that every night, no matter who you are. Maybe you've never been born again. Today's your chance. Maybe you're away, been away from God and you're coming back. Pray the prayer. Maybe you've been a believer for a long time. Pray the prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. And as we pray this prayer, it doesn't matter who you are. When you say this prayer from the depths of your heart, no matter how many times you say it, it's going to transform you on the inside. Listen, I've been born again for 47 years. Every time I pray this prayer, that same experience of transformation goes all through me. Why? It's his blood. It's the person of God Almighty coming in on the inside of you and living in you. Because you simply say, I receive. You ready? Pray this prayer with me. I'm going to say it in about 3-5 increment words. I'll say it slow. You just follow me. You say what I say. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. Keep right on the same. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you died to give me life. I receive you into my life right now. Thank you that you are my risen Savior. I receive all of your love and your grace. I receive all of your mercy and your righteousness, filling every part of me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, so I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Any of you that prayed that prayer, you're experiencing that going on the inside of you right now. I know you are. I know what the Holy Spirit does on the inside of me, and what he said he's doing on the inside of you, you're experiencing it. Now, what's going on? You're being transformed from darkness to light. Sin causes darkness. Jesus just came in and he's full of light. He is light. Because of sin, you had fear, but that's gone and now you have faith. You said, I receive all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. He just filled you with that. And now you're full. And it's overflowing. He adopted you into his family, and you are now heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. This is the greatest thing that could ever happen. You have been reconciled with the Father God, and I'm telling you right now, your life will never be the same. You might say, Pastor, I don't know how to be a Christian. Where do I go to figure out how to be a Christian? Don't. Wake up every day and say, Father, help me walk with you. And he will help you walk with him, and you will always be right with him. I proclaim it right now. You need a church. You need some believers that will teach you the word of God. You found that in us. Maybe you have one close that you go to. This is what I know. God will not fail your prayer because you've been reconciled to him today. And your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. That's why Christians are so happy. Not because we're religious. We have been made one, reconciled with the Father, man. We're back to the Garden of Eden. Your spirit man is alive now. And you'll want to tell other people about it. You might not be able to explain it, but take this video. Get this link. Hit the share button. And share it with everybody you know. Because it'll help them. We've got an interactive study program we do every night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. I've got the Read the Word program. You can find the link right down there that's to every video from Genesis 1:1 to where we are right now. I forget what our number is. I think our number is like 172 or something. What's our number today? 173. We've done 173 of these. And we're going all the way to the end and read the Bible through chronologically as it actually happened. It's pretty cool. And you'll enjoy the study. Well, I got to run. Thanks for being here and being a part of what we're doing. Remember, on Sunday, we receive communion together right here on this program. Be able to find this program every day. Click like, hit the subscribe button, and ring the bell so that you always know when we come on with this program. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, until we see you again right here, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.